history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Hello, Rob.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
What are we talking about this morning on the Mind Trench?
This is absolutely, this I find fascinating. It's a really long subject and I've condensed it.
Nice.
So I'd like you to check it out when you can.
Because
it's that worth
it. See more.
Yes. It's called Kirlian Photography. Now, that is right because I checked it out.
Good on you.
It's spelled K-I-R-L-I-A-N.
Kirlian photography.
And it was officially invented in 1939 by Semyon Davidovich Kirlian. The photographic process reveals visible auras around the objects photographed. I've done auras, I've done quotation marks, which I'm actually doing with my fingers.
What do you think
now.
About auras?
I'll tell you later.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
So that's coming.
That's why I'm doing that.
I'm not going to ask any more questions.
That's almost like a precursor. You know what's going to happen soon.
I'm not going to ask any more questions. You just go for it.
These photos have been the subject of much myth and controversy over the years. Have you?
Have you had a Google? I've got photos of it.
I just want the listeners to know that Rob just did a typing. Have you done a little... Yeah, I mean, I've had a squiz, but...
He was famous as a rather skillful electrician in Russia, and he was regularly called to fix the lab equipment of various institutions. In 1939, he saw a demonstration of a high-frequency electrotherapy device, and he noticed that there was a small flash of light between the machine's electrodes and the patient's skin.
Wow. That sounds kind of hectic.
So I don't even know if I'm following entirely.
I've read this so many times.
Yeah.
I do get blah, 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 fish and chips going on a little bit, but I get some of it
so
as
well. So
being
in your science class at school and you're like,
Yeah.
It kind of looks like the photos kind of look like a heat map.
Yeah, should we, for anyone who is not able to Google this right now, should we give us a description of what does this look like, Rob?
The best way to describe it...
A heat map, surely.
There's a George Harrison album cover and it's got a picture of his hand.
Oh, yeah.
And it's almost like a silhouette around all the fingers and around the outside.
And it's glowing.
And it's glowing.
Mm. Yeah, it kind of looks like it's very spacey. It's very glowy.
Yeah.
A heat map's a good one as well, Tess. It's kind of...
Yeah, that's probably... Yeah. That's probably
like a colourful X-ray.
That's probably more
colourful
true.
Colourful X-ray, also good, yeah.
Anyway, if I'm going to have a try, because he was that sort of bloke, if I'm going to have a go, see if I'm going to do this at home. He burnt himself a few times because it was quite dangerous.
I'm not hugely surprised.
But then... He did get a photograph and he saw this discharge around his hand, and then over the next 10 years...
Is that how he described it? Discharge?
Yeah. Well, that's what it said. He probably didn't, because he was Russian and he would have said a Russian word.
Oh, right. Sorry. Okay.
Which I don't know.
I'm with you.
Over the next 10 years, him and his wife developed a machine for that photography, and then what they did was, when they brought it out, they said, you know what this is? That actually this captures the aura of living entities. And everybody went... It's brilliant. It must be true. And it isn't.
It's brilliant. It's brilliant. Oh, my God.
I did. And he actually did some of the famous ones. He does leaves. Like he'll pick a leaf.
So I've seen that one.
There's quite a lot of leaves. Yeah. Now that makes sense
and
on the Google image
what he'll
search.
Do is, and he'll photograph it, and then like a couple of hours later, you photograph it again, and that thing gets less and less,
the
that aura.
Yeah.
Really?
And they thought, oh, that's a life force. But it isn't.
It isn't. Is this according to you, Rob?
Oh, no, this is according. This is according
research.
To science.
Oh, okay. I thought you and science had, you know, butted heads sometimes.
Oh, yeah, but sometimes they do stupid things. But
Rob's a critical thinker. That's all.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
It is a compliment.
I nearly swore then.
That's all right. You probably can't.
Now, the scientific explanation for it is, firstly, life force goes out the window. Shiny orange. They've actually done it on a lot of inanimate objects, like a water pipe.
Okay.
And it did the same sort of thing. And this is what happens. It's water.
Oh, it's water that it's picking up.
When the photo is taken, the high voltage frequency, you've got to do all these real crazy things, which I'll talk about later if you're interested. When you do the photo, you've got high voltage frequency applied to a metal plate, rips the electrons off atoms, and the air around the photographed object becomes ionized.
Okay.
So if there's any water in it, the resulting image will show a glowing silhouette.
Science.
So that's what it is.
Is it always the same colour?
Well, it all depends what film you use.
Ah, so the colour changes based on the...
I think so, because now, back in the day when they first started on, it was just black and white photography, I think.
And it would have just been a light around.
What you get, when that happens, the glowing silhouette is called a corona plasma discharge.
Glamorous.
It does sound bad, doesn't it? So if you've got like a really sweaty hand...
Sounds like Ghostbusters.
Like plasma discharge just sounds like something at
the... You should go
see the
doctor
about... It sounds like Ghostbusters,
you
know, like you're walking around with your big pack and your plasma discharge. No, let's not keep going there. Let's move away from that one.
They reckon, they've done it when someone's had a really, really sweaty hand and their hands really, really glow. And like all these people are going, we know what that is. That means you're a real healer.
Oh.
It actually doesn't.
It just means
you've got really sweaty hands.
Maybe there's a tie between sweaty and healing.
They're grasping at straws. There is actually, I don't want to say the name of them, but there is a company here that will read your aura for you for $70.
$70?
I reckon you should get that done. I think there should be an experiment.
Okay.
We'll crowdfund it.
We'll crowdfund for Rob to get his aura read.
Yes, okay. Text in 5395 if you want to crowdfund to get Rob's aura read.
You can get an app for your phone to do these photos now.
Can I read out some of the... similar suggestions that came up when I Googled it. Human aura, food, chakra, pyramid.
Yep. Pyramid, just pyramid on its own.
Pyramid.
Yeah, I read about
Reiki,
the chakras as well.
Raw food, long hair.
I would like to know.
Long hair.
Energy,
long hair.
Crystal, healing, meditation.
I think
cacao. Those are the similar suggestion.
Cacao,
chocolate.
Oh, chocolate.
Well, it's not chocolate. Yeah.
It's like the raw stuff. Wow. I would like to know if any BFM listeners...
And then
listeners,
cornea discharge.
I would like to know if any BFM listeners have had their aura photographed or read, because I know it's one of those things that people go overseas and, I know mates of mine went to New York and all came back with photographs of their aura.
Did they come back with new auras?
They came back with very cool pictures, but I'm curious if anybody's had that done.
Well, you can actually make your own, right?
How do you do it?
Well, you get a... Yeah, a plasma photo plate. High voltage insulators.
I've got one of those hanging around. Plastic cups. I've got those. I do actually have those.
A syringe for the electrode plate.
Okay.
Electronic conductive solution, which is just like salt water.
Mm-hmm.
High voltage spark coil, power pulse modulator, and I reckon an ambulance standby, because that just sounds like an accident waiting to happen.
I'm going to get you to write this down for me.
And you're going to do it this weekend,
I'm going to put it on the podcast, so if anyone wants to, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, there it is there. Look.
Don't rip your page out, Rob. But what about all your other notes?
It's up here.
Oh, it's in your brain now.
It's in his brain.
It's a fantastic thing. It was very popular in the 60s and 70s, apparently. A lot of photographers were using it. There's a bloke who did a thing called The Secret Life of Plants, a photographer called Mark Roberts.
Mark Roberts.
He did a thing, and he did a photograph for a whole year of just photographing plants.
So in summary... This colourful thing that shows up in the photo when you do the special photography is just water.
It's just water. It's the, because if you do it really, really dry hands, there'll be hardly anything there.
I have very dry hands.
Well, there you go.
Well, thank you very much, Rob, for... Remind us of the name of this again if people want to Google it.
Your
face to flick back through.
I think you might have given me the page.
Kirlian. Kirlian Photography. And it's Kirlian.
It is quite beautiful as well. Do have a Google when you are.
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. And
also,
I'd love... You can actually apparently buy cameras now that have got Fuji film that there's something wrong with it.
So you get that.
And then you get that actual... Because it does say it's all the different colours on the actual film as well. So
beautiful.
Keep your text coming in 5395 for how we're going to crowdfund. Yeah.
Rob getting his aura read.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95 BFM.
I'm going to play the Goons.